Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fastest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the Massive in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
You and I have a very
open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this. And more.
All right. This is another episode of Explicit Content. Tuned in with the guy, Hey Roo. We was expecting to do a playback today, but suffering from technical difficulties, so I'm going to be here for maybe 30 minutes or so. You know, just chopping it up with y'all, giving y'all a piece of my mind, what have you. And so, let's see what's on my mind today. You know what I'm saying? He did the Edwin Snowden interview last night. You know, I watched it and paid close attention. You know, a lot of people are saying that he's a patriot now and not a traitor. Well, you know, I mean, I can't really say that. You know, it's a lot of things happening in this country that I may not like, but at the end of the day, it's my country. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not perfect, but, you know, I don't really see nothing else like it out there. You know, a lot of places you don't have the opportunities as you have here. You know, if you don't commit a terrorist act or anything like that, you know, you don't have to worry about the Patriot Act kicking into effect and being dragged off to Guantanamo or something. You know, and other than that, you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to an attorney, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, life is pretty decent. But at the same time, you know, it's like so. I don't really like to talk a lot of shit about it. But, I mean, to me, at the end of the day, it's like if you break it down to hood level, you know, because a lot of hood cats is even talking about, you know, this and that, and that. And there's a lot of young people who don't really understand, you know, my parents took the time to explain to me, you know, what responsibility was, what obligation was. I don't feel self-entitled to anything. We didn't have a whole lot, so we struggled for things at times. As a result of that, I learned what responsibility is. And so I understand that nothing comes free. You know, these freedoms and the right to get on Twitter and Facebook and say whatever the fuck you want to say came at a price. People died for that. You know, people giving their life every day to maintain that, and people simply don't understand. But it's funny that the same female, same young dude that'll go through his woman's phone or go through her man's phone is tripping off of the United States government, searching and listening into phone calls or, you know, checking phones or watching phone messages or collecting data so that they can find out what the fuck is going on. The reality is that this country has drifted like far, far, far left, I want to say. I mean, we have embraced a mindset of passivity that is not conducive to a progressive and growing nation. But I'm going to get to that in a minute. You know, I listened to the Edward Snowden interview, and I was, you know, I mean, some of the things he said, like, seemed all right, I'll say. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't leave your mama house and go nowhere else and tell everybody business. You know, people say, oh, he was a patriot. He tried. I mean, it's like, you know, he could have leaked the information in this country and stayed in this country without taking classified information all over the world. You can't tell me that he didn't slide into China, that China didn't tap into his computer and download everything that he had on there. You can't tell me that the Russians haven't also been through his computer and downloaded all the information. You know, some of these tactics and methods that are being used, you know, benefit in the finding and capturing of terrorists. You know, there's a lot of people in the hood that say, you know, fuck America, what have you. I don't think like that, man, because at the end of the day, the people that they talk about, the terrorists, and this, don't give a fuck about us. You know, if he thought that it would be politically beneficial to his cause, a terrorist would roll right up in the hood and blow up a car bomb in the school in the hood and not feel nothing about it. So far as people in the hood thinking that terrorists is something cool or that they not doing nothing to us, it's like, man, they don't give a fuck about us. They'll kill us too. A lot of people don't understand, man, a large number of black people, man, who got up out of the hood, went to college, attempted to make better lives for themselves, died in the towers on 9/11. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, you can step back and say, oh, they only killing rich people. It was a bunch of hard-working people up in there, middle-class people, people that was poor, got scholarships to college, man, and took advantage of opportunities to venture off into finance, you know. So it's not like this is some attack being placed against the country. These are attacks being placed against the citizens of a country. You know, I mean, you see what's going on. The Boston Marathon bombers. I mean, they hurt a bunch of kids and innocent people who were just running a race. You know, there was no soldiers there. There was no senators and congressmen there. You know, there was no military leaders there. So, you know, the Edward Snowden thing, man, at the end of the day, to me, dude is a traitor, you know, because a dude can't leave the hood and go to another hood and sit over there and talk bad about what's going on in the hood and let everybody know what's happening in the hood. It's just not like that. You know, people sit here, like I said, with this false sense of entitlement and figured it all out. Privileges and things that they get to enjoy came at no cost, like it just was there all along. You know, simple things like that, man. I mean, it's like as far as all the different wars that was fought, the wars that was fought against each other in this country in order for us to obtain some of the things that we did, you know. But I'm not going to sit here and dwell on it because I don't want to sound like I'm some super-duper American type of dude or nothing like that, because it's like while I enjoy the things that I am allowed to have in this country, the things that I was given in this country, you know what I'm saying? I know that it's far from perfect, even more so for a young black man growing up in this country or even a young black woman. You know, it's gotten a little better, and we have to take responsibility for some of the things that we do, some of the choices that we make. You know, you can no longer sit back and say the white man is holding me back because I don't see no white man dressed in a football uniform in front of nobody's house blocking them, stopping them from going to school. You can say that the education in the neighborhood is subpar, but scholarships are happening at them schools. It's about what you get for yourself. True enough, you know what I'm saying? You expect the teacher to teach you. But, I mean, you have to go that extra mile yourself. I mean, the coach can teach you how to run, but they can't actually get out on the track and run for you. So some things you have to do for yourself. But back to what I was saying. Growing up in a country, man, that is filled with a false sense of entitlement, and I think that we're making it far worse. I mean, we dumbing down, softening the very fabric of the country, which is the youth. I mean, we have started doing things like having tournaments in which everybody receives a participation trophy, so sapping the competitive nature from America's youth. I mean, I understand with the new science that's being developed about concussions, et cetera, in football and other contact sports, that, you know, you want to take every precaution possible to nurture and protect our most precious resource, you know, the child. At the same time, I mean, it's like humans by nature are competitive. And I don't mean that sloppy, messy, competitive stuff, you know, girls do at school or, you know, the one-upsmanship. I'm talking about the strive to be better, the desire to win, not to win at all costs, but the desire to win. things like this must be maintained. So this participation trophy, this sense of all you got to do is show up, you know, this is the very thing that makes a person think that all he has to do is deposit sperm into a woman's vagina and move on to the next woman's vagina and call himself a dad. You know, I mean, it's like it's the mindset that is being developed in this country. You know, a lot of people say it's like, you know, you're a young black dude, man. You grew up in the hood. How you not a strong, supportive Democrat? First and foremost, I understand that the Democratic Party was founded by the very same people who wanted to maintain slavery in this country. And, you know, they all look the same, man. You line up a bunch of Democrats and Republicans, and you point out the Democrat and the Republican without knowing who they are. They all look the same. Politics and policies are the things that separate them. And I'm more in keeping with some of the Republican politics. I mean, it's like some things are. I don't like people all in my business. You know, no, I don't think anybody should be allowed to abuse a child. But at the same time, I should be allowed to raise my child. My child shouldn't grow up the way that you want them to grow up. I should be able to raise my child the way that I want to raise them. If that comes down to me spanking or, you know, whooping my child, it's like, hey, that's my choice. That's my option. Same way a woman has a choice whether or not to bring a child into this world. When the child gets here, as long as she feeds that child, takes care and nurtures that child, I mean, her methods of discipline that child, as long as they don't cross some legitimate legal line and break some law. And I mean, what is it? It's like we so busy being each other's business. This new internet, worldwide web mindset that's taking place across the country is madness. It gives the impression that everybody has a right to be in everybody else's business. If you post a picture on Twitter, or if you change your AVI, your avatar picture, everybody that is on your tweet line feels as though they have a right to comment on it. Oh, you look nice, or the fuck is your problem? What you got on? Oh, that bitch is ugly. Oh, this motherfucker this. Oh, this motherfucker that. You know, and I mean, this is the language that they use, and I'm not ad-libbing or using profanity in an excessive amount in order to prove my point. I'm simply saying this is what's being said. I mean, hate is being bred on the World Wide Web. I mean, bad behavior, manners are being, like, ruined. Twitter is, like, ruining the American language. I mean, they're adding little words like selfie to the dictionary. LOL is soon going to be added to the dictionary, you know. I don't know. It's crazy. You know, I'm rambling a little bit, but it's what I do. My point is being made, hopefully. You understand where I'm coming from, that the fabric of the country is being affected in major ways. It's like we're under attack from all sides. And when I speak of we, I speak of people who believe in morality, who believe in doing what's right, not what's right according to the law necessarily, but what's morally right. You know, those people who want to raise them children in an environment that, you know, it's nothing wrong with a pecking order being established. You know, if he's smarter, you know, and people want to follow his lead, that is the nature of the human species. You know, people find a place in circles and groups. You know, it's crazy. I mean, I see people just a little bit younger than me, or they don't go outside. People don't do nothing no more. People sit around. I mean, women don't even send their kids to the store no more. You know, they jump in a car and drive half a block to the store. You know, people don't walk to the store. I mean, it's no sense of community. You know, everybody is in everybody's business to be in a business, but nobody is in other people's business to be of assistance, you know. I mean, you see somebody out there making noise and arguing, you gossiping and making all these decisions, but if somebody as a problem. I need a helping hand and assistance to see somebody's child running wild up and down the street at an hour that you know is inappropriate, to tell them, hey, go home, or to make a phone call to tell them that their child is down there. You know, that you're not doing that no more. You know, I mean, the sense of it takes a village is a very real thing. And there's no such thing, or should I say there's a very rare thing called a village. And small, very, very small quantities in different communities. I mean, it doesn't exist across the country as it used to. You know, kids don't get to play in the streets no more. I mean, they don't even want to play in the streets. You know, we babysit our kids down with food and technology. You know, I think it's a very dangerous thing, man, for a child to just be given an iPad or iPhone without some type of day-to-day communication, some type of interaction. Because if we don't, then it's no different from a generation before that allowed, you know, these demon-looking monsters-type creatures, you know, dinosaurs, et cetera, to raise their children, to sit your child in front of the TV and let them watch Barney was bad enough. But to set your child in front of an iPad or an iPhone and allow them to be raised by, you know, a Twitter user or Facebook user number 5, you know, oh, I don't give a F, Johnson, you know, making comments and telling them how they do theirs and how you should do yours and all that ain't cool, and telling them what is and what ain't cool without your participation, without your presence, without being current. You know, maintaining a conscious, constant, conscious presence in your child's life. You know, be aware of what's going on. Understand some of the strange things. And every time you turn around, you hear about this strange language that the children have, these codes. You know, they discovered 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you know, that elementary school kids had codes for bracelets. You know, little girls was, you know, black men, I do this. You know, blue men, I do that. All these different color bracelets. Like, how you in elementary school wear a bracelet that say you do oral sex, you do anal, you do, you know, I mean, it's like, man, just have bracelets on saying what kind of candy you can eat and what bracelets saying that what you're allergic to, that should be it, that should be all. But parents are so, like, out of the loop, you know. This is why prescription drug abuse is so high in the community. You know, you don't pay attention to what's going on. You know, times are changing. We have to hold tighter to our children. But you know enough about the kids and the BS, man. You know, this is explicit content. We're going to get into some more things, have a few little conversations, man. We're going to pause and leave a little dead air until I come back. Got to make me some coffee or something. Try to wide awake. I wasn't ready for this. I had other plans, other things we were going to do, so. You know, hold on a minute. You know, we have to edit the show and take these dead air spaces out, but we'll get to it. So hang on tight. I'll be right back. All right, so I'm back after that brief intermission. Let me, you know, evacuating my bowels. You know, man got to use the bathroom sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you don't have no music break, you ain't got no music break. I guess that they call this going old school, you know, wildcatting or whatever they want to call it, you know. Back in the days when talk radio was just talk radio. So, let's talk. Oh, no, man. It's like a lot of things been going on lately. I've been having a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and, you know, I guess I'll share some of that with y'all. But what to share, what to share. We didn't have this show scheduled. It's X-rated, so I'm going to have to edit it as we go. you know, a friend of mine's is in a relationship in which everything is perfect in a relationship, you know. I mean, she loves him, he loves her, you know. Hey, I'm Blog Talk. Okay, I'm back. I got kicked off for a second. You know, I mean, the communication is cool and everything. However, you know, he's a little jealous, as she says. You know, that he don't like her dressing a certain way. He don't want to go out. He don't want to do a lot of things. And so, you know, she has, you know, met somebody else, you know. I mean, they're not doing nothing. They haven't crossed the line. They haven't gone to that place yet or what have you. But, you know, he make her feel some kind of way. You know, he's saying all the things she want to hear. I found this kind of funny because it's like she was, without being aware, fulfilling her boyfriend's reason for being jealous. I mean, the things that you're doing are the reason that he's been jealous. And it's a sad thing to say, but in 2014, you know, men have as much baggage as women do. Men are as damaged as women, you know. I mean, if you in a relationship with somebody, you have to make sure that your emotional house is big enough to store that person's baggage. I mean, if you're in a relationship with a dude who had a woman who dressed sexy and she cheated on him, then you have to understand that you dressing sexy and wanting to go out and go places, et cetera, are going to trigger those things. Same way as if you're a man in a relationship with a woman who had a dude who stayed out late, cheated on her. It's like if you come home late, you're going to catch it. You're going to hear it. And understand that only time, no matter what you say, nothing you can say, nothing you can do, will immediately change how she feels, how she thinks. Only time will change and make room for that. You know, you have to demonstrate to people. You know, I've been in relationships with women who were battered in their previous relationship, and any time I spoke in a certain tone or moved too fast, you know, they flinched or that hand came up. You know, I couldn't be mad. I mean, it kind of made me feel bad, made me feel some kind of way about myself. But I understood that it didn't have anything to do with me quickly. And I accepted the fact that the reality is that she would have to, in her own time, come to understand that I wasn't a dude that was going to put my hands on her like that. I wasn't going to hit her. I wasn't going to smack her. I wasn't going to disrespect her verbally. I wasn't going to do any of those things that she had experienced in her past relationship. But the funny thing was is that she was determined to prove that I was that dude. And so the more understanding I was, the more aggressive she became, because in her mind, every dude had to be that dude. If not, that she had spent 5 years of her life in a relationship with a dude that beat her up for nothing. She could have moved on and found somebody better. Pushed, she prodded, she made statements. I mean, it got to a point where she started, how to put this, she started putting a dude on a pedestal, I want to say almost. You know, a situation that happened, you know, she didn't like something I did, or she said something and I said something she didn't like, or a certain way that she didn't like it. She would say that, you know, my ex, you don't call him John, you know, John wouldn't have done that. You know, I would shine it on and let it slide, you know, for a while. I mean, you know, I was trying to show her, you know, it became almost a mission. I stayed in the relationship longer than I should have based on my desire, my competitive nature to teach this woman that not all men were abusive, not all men were, you know, crass, not all men would cheat, not all men would, you know, so easily lose their temper, lack control in such an extreme fashion. But, you know, one day it just reached that point, and she made this no comment about what John wouldn't do. And I very calmly told her as I gathered my few things, because, you know, we weren't staying together or nothing like that. I was already seeing that that wouldn't have been a wise decision. You know, thankful for small favors, as they say. But I gathered my coat, you know, my hat, my keys, et cetera. And I told her, you know, you are absolutely correct. And before I leave, I'm going to remind you that what John would have did was bust you in your mouth and hit you until you fell on the ground and start kicking you till you lost consciousness. That's what John would have done. But since I'm not John, as I've always told you I wasn't, I'm going to gather my stuff and I'm going to leave. And I'm going to allow you the time to realize that I wasn't John. But understand this, it's too late. Don't worry about calling me, texting me, or anything like that. This is the things that we go through. I mean, the same thing happens, man. You know, I mean, vice versa. I got homegirls. Most of my friends are women. I have a tendency to get along with women better than I do with men. You know, not that I don't have homeboys or whatever, but, you know, a lot of dudes, you know, competition is kind of brutal at times, you know. And when you have a certain way about yourself, you know, people don't necessarily like it. Like, it's always that guy that can't really play basketball that got a problem with the dude that can play instead of just wanting to be on his team. The smart dudes just want to be on his team, you know. I don't got no hell of a jump shot, but I got some passes, and I can get some rebounds. So I get a dude that can shoot on my team, and together we can do things that I can't do by myself. A lot of people don't understand that concept. You know, that teamwork, you know, you simply have but to look at the parts of your body and understand that those parts that work best together aren't necessarily the same size. You know, it's look no farther than your hand and notice that the strong fist that you use to clutch things with or punch things with or break things with are held together by fingers all of different shapes and sizes. But as I was saying, you know, the same way that the story I just told about myself was odd and was a result of people being unable to let go of their past, the same thing happens with a man who, because of his own insecurities, doesn't want his woman to dress nice. You know, I mean, depending on where we're going, I don't really like a woman to be excessive with her stuff either. If we're going somewhere, it might be kids, you know, I don't really want her wearing a, you know, a hoochie dress, you know. I really think it's, like, kind of ridiculous personally anyway. I think that if you're a stripper, you can be a stripper, wear your work clothes at work and dress in something appropriate on your way between your house and work. I don't think you have to dress like a stripper in traffic. You know, I never understood the short dress that you're pulling down all day. I mean, I miss what you're saying from watching you push your dress down and pull your dress down to cover up stuff that you should have had covered up anyway. So, you know, I can't see myself going nowhere with my woman when we're going to be around kids and she's doing all of that. Or in certain places where she's going to be uncomfortable, I like to be uncomfortable because I can be spontaneous. You know, when you dress a certain kind of way, it don't leave no room for spontaneity because you can't get out and have fun or do some random stuff, some spur of the moment type of stuff. You know, but I mean, I can understand where God comes from. I mean, it's like we are in the sum total of our experiences. So if what you have experienced in your life has been, you know, women dressing a certain way, going a certain place, you know. And the funny thing is that, you know, I mean, this is a decent segue because it hits a point that I make in my blogs. You know, women have this strange belief because they have a vagina and dudes have penises, you know. 98, let's go 90, man, because I think it's some priests and some gay dudes, you know. So that'll get us down to 75% maybe, you know. 75% of men spend their whole life chasing vagina, you know. Large portion of women, even gay women, probably nuns and married women, et cetera, spend a lot of their time or have at one point or another spent their time turning down penis. So they believe that they have the ability to do this. So this strange dynamic has led them to believe that in a relationship, out of a relationship, what have you, that they can maintain friendships with men. They can meet men and establish friendships no matter where they meet this person at, whereas they believe that a man is incapable of maintaining the same types of friendships. You can be sitting with a female, and she can be texting a dude and ask you who you texting, and he's telling you, say some female, she's going to say, she texting that chick for, you know? Or we just friends, like friends, yeah, right. Or she texts the same dude. So, you know, I mean, you're in a relationship, you try to do the relationship thing, you know, you may cut back on a number of females, if not all the other females that are not family or, you know, friends from birth, you know, elementary school or whatever that you grew up with, and stop communicating with those friends. But she will still maintain these friendships with this dude, that dude. And when you tell her, the statement will always be the same. It's not like that. No, it's not like that. And as always, as time goes on, you know, you if y'all have a cool line of communication established, which is very important to a relationship, you know, that communication where y'all can talk about whatever, you will find her saying, I don't know what's wrong with this dude. I done told him I got a man and blah, 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 and this and that and that and this. And I'm like, hey, what do you expect? You met a dude at the liquor store. He told you you look nice. Y'all chit-chatted the second you gave him your number. Yeah, you told him you had a man, but he didn't take that serious. Because the fact of the matter is if it's not at work, for work, or a business of some kind, numbers should not be exchanged between single people. I mean, the reality is what do you need another dude friend for? What does he bring to your life? What does he contribute? Because this is the mindset and mentality that women have about men. What do you need her for, as a friend for? What can she do? So, I mean, it's the reality. And at times, women won't even tell you because they hate to admit that their judgment was impaired. You know, they were flattered into giving their number out. I mean, they like the attention. No matter how much attention you give to a pretty woman, she will always enjoy the attention of another person. It's not about cheating. It's not even about insecurity. It's about this, what women do. You know, unfortunately, we've reached a time in which men feel the same way. They like to be admired for their physical appearance. You know, men were naturally at one time more complimented, admired for the things that they can do as opposed to how they looked. But I'm going to get to that in a second. As I said, you know, so women, you know, they have a tendency of not understanding, and as a result of that, they find themselves in relationships. But at the same time, I mean, it's a man's responsibility to understand that if she with you, she with you. You know, people don't understand that infidelity is not necessarily a documented thing. I mean, people cheated before they had text messages. You know, people cheated, you know, before they had phones. I'm pretty sure it was some caveman meeting some cave woman, you know, out behind the mastodon corpse, you know, and getting it on real quick, or behind a rock or a bush while he was supposed to be out hunting. So it's like, you know, the reality is in relationships, man, trust has to exist. People say, oh, you earn trust. No, trust is something that's given immediately. Now, the different levels of trust, you know, your clearance is earned. You know, you don't get high security clearance. You don't get access to the emotions, to the heart immediately. You know, you get access to the human being, you know, and you work your way in, you know. So I trust people, man, up front. You know, it's the only way to be. You know, I trust people. I ain't going to give them my PIN code or nothing to my, you know, credit card, or I ain't going to give them my Social Security or nothing, but I trust people up front, you know. It's just how it is. When you're in a relationship, if you trust somebody, you don't. You know, it's impossible to be in a relationship with somebody that you don't trust. Not only is it annoying to that person, but it's got to be hard on you. You know, to be sitting there wondering what they're doing, if they're doing something. You know, that means that when they're out of your sight, You can't even enjoy your life. You can't even have no peace. So, you know, I mean, it's like you have to have that mindset. You have to understand that, you know, either you trust somebody or you don't. If you don't trust that person, man, it's not fair to you or fair to that person to be with them. You know, if they did something to cause you to reduce their level of trust, man, you know, make sure that's clear to them. Make sure you sit down and have that conversation and say, look, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, you went out, you hung out, you told me you was going to be over here, you was over there, and you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? You was hanging out with your daughter's mom or your son's mom, and you know, you was with your child's father. You know, when you said you was going to be over here, so that caused me not to trust you. I'm not saying nothing happened, but the lie is there. You know, and the strange and sad thing about a lie is like cancer to eat away all the good cells of trust that's been built up, like a weed in the garden that just choke out all the pretty flowers and shit. They create doubt. They create questions. You know, what else you done lied about? What else was you not telling me the truth? When you said you went here, did you really go there? These are the things, man. But at the same time, man, if this is who you are as a person, you have to get your shit together, because you're going to find that at some point, if you that type of dude, that a woman is going to leave. If you that type of woman, then a man is going to leave, because at some point, man, you know, you turn down enough pussy, or you turn down enough dick, or you tell enough dudes you got a man, tell enough women you got a woman, you know, and you looking at them, and they don't want nothing serious. They just want some physical satisfaction right now. And you got to go home and get blamed as if you could have, you actually enjoyed that at some point. Yeah, you know. But my advice is always, man, to leave a relationship if it ain't there no more. You know, I don't care if you got kids, if you got whatever. It's better to raise a child in two happy homes than in one home where it's madness and chaos. Because they grew up believing that's how it should be, that they should stick it out no matter what. They should put up with, tolerate, or put on, or come at with all of the stuff that y'all go through. But as I was saying, I was going to get on, you know, the fact that, you know, dudes are no longer looking to meet women to be admired for what they are capable of doing. Dudes are on a level with females. They want to be desired for their appearance, for their hair, and their, you know, their lips and eyes, etc. You know, I don't knock a man for working out, trying to look good or what have you, but as I say in one of my blogs, these 10,000 selfies, you know, there's 20 selfies. You got an Instagram with a million selfies of yourself. You know, it's just not natural to me for a man to take 20, 30 pictures of his face every day. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that dudes, you know, I mean, I'm a man. I can, you know, I can salute another brother being a handsome gentleman. I can get at to a person. But it's like, come on now, man. You know, it's a very feminine thing to me to desire to, you know, want to be looked at and show yourself to other people that many times. It's just me saying that. I mean, it's like we have gotten so far away from the natural order of things. You know, the man as the provider, you know, the woman as the nurturer, the man as the teacher, you know, the woman as an advisor. I mean, it's like these things, man, are what's causing us to be in such a state of disarray. I mean, you know, we can use the Bible tale. I mean, I take things from the Bible as being, you know, in most cases to be metaphors, to be parables. The concept of a woman being taken from a man's rib means that she is to be protected. She is to be at his side. She is to, you know, be here, be close to his heart. You know, under his arm. You know, I mean, to me, it's not about a man and this woman competing with each other. If you're a team, it doesn't matter. You know, you pass me the ball, I make the bucket. You know, I get in front of the guy, set a pick, you go around and you make the bucket. You know, they don't say one for you, one for me on the scoreboard. The scoreboard says our team. You know, other people may stand back and keep score of how many buckets you made or how many buckets I made. But the scoreboard only count down what the team made. And that's the mindset that you have to have. That's the thing that men and women have gotten away from. It's no longer a sense of working together. Just no sense of, you know, being a team. So I don't understand that. It's like it's just crazy. You know, people, women competing against men, men competing against women. You know, I mean, I don't understand it. It's like we've reached a point in which nature is out of whack, as they say. You know, women attempting to raise boys to be men. You know, fathers neglecting their responsibilities. You know, men doing feminine things, you know. There was a point at which, you know, we could say certain things were masculine, certain things were feminine. Oh, if you ain't going to be with me, then I, you know, you can't see the kid. You're not going to be in the kid's life. Now, dudes, is if you ain't going to be with me, then I'm not going to be in my child life. Like, it's a lot of madness and chaos going on, you know, and I don't know. I don't know what to say about all that. It's just ridiculous. But this is the mindset that has been embraced from society. I really don't know what to say, how to guide you or how should I put it? My thing is, maybe you should just start listening to your first mind. You know, I mean, we instinctually, at our core, we know what's right from wrong. You know, we are not born corrupt. We are not born criminals or thugs or, you know, corporate thieves or politicians. We are born human beings with basic instincts that allow us to live and function and think and do things in the correct fashion. You know, I mean, human beings are different from every other creature on the planet. I mean, we're the only living creature on the planet that deals in wants. You know, every other creature deals in needs. You know, sex is for procreation. You know, killing, hunting, what have you, is to feed and nurture oneself and one's tribe, pride, pack, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we deal in a lot of wants. You know, we want this, we want that. A lot of time we neglect the things that we need for the things that we want. But we'll work on it, it'll get better. You know, I just think that if each individual makes a conscious decision to make that change, to attempt to do something different, to attempt to, you know, to me think. And when I say, you know, it's important that we reach a stage in our lives in which we me think instead of we think. I'm not speaking of being about me, about self, being selfish. I'm speaking of being able to think for yourself, not being one who follows the crowd, You know, how can you sit down at a table with a group of individuals and let them make a decision for you to do something that goes totally against you and who you are? At the end of the day, you have to live with whatever was done. You know, whether it's to cheat on a test or mistreat another child or, you know, go out somewhere and do something that you didn't have no business doing. You know, peer pressure only works if you don't have your own individuality. You know, I mean, we all have limits in what we do. We like our hair. We don't care how many people shave their hair bald. We're just not doing it. Apply that thing to most things in your life, and, you know, everything will be all right. You know, I don't know, man. You know, shit. Supposed to have a guest or two today, but things happen. You know, life happens. So then we were supposed to do a playback, but things happen. You know, life happens. Mistakes are made, miscommunication, what have you. You know, sometimes, man, you know, people just get tired, man. You know, I got to give a shout-out to my comrade, Miss Radio Revolution, Tweety B. You know, she be working 2-3 jobs. You know, she been up probably for almost 72 hours, you know, making plans to network and do some things with some people. Don't seem like that panned out. So, you know, I think she might have passed out. But, man, you know, shout-out to Tweety B, man. Y'all can go follow her over there on Tweety Bird with the Y334. You know, I said I was going to hang out over here for about a half hour, an hour or so, you know, chit-chatting with y'all, man, giving y'all something to roll through the thing since we spending our cash over here on Blog Talk for these time slots. I can't really pull nobody in right now. But, you know, we'll see, man, you know. Maybe we'll call somebody or something, man, and see what's going on. I don't know. Shit. Who knows? I don't know if there's no callers on the line or nothing. But if y'all there, man, I just want y'all to know I appreciate y'all calling in to the show. You know, my board is down and the backup ain't working. So I'm just here, man, talking to y'all, hanging out with y'all, chilling. You know. I'm going to take a brief little old pause, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to chill with y'all some more. Hang on, and, you know, turn your iPod, your iPad or something, turn the radio at home, man. Hang with me. I'll be right back. Be a brief moment of silence. All right, I'm back. You know, guess we'll talk about something else, man. You know, I don't really talk about sex that much on the show, man. You know, Blog Talk be tripping. You know, they got a rules and regulations about how graphic or how into detail I can get with my little stories or what have you, man. You know, so I'm kind of careful on that. You know, I mean, it's something else. So, you know, I try to touch on every now and then, man, a little bit of advice, a little bit of something when it comes down to sex, you know. I like sex. Speaking of, you know, I enjoy that spontaneous, outside-the-box kind of sex, you know. I like little bit of choking, hand pulling, you know. I like doing those things where a woman feel like a woman when she know her man is in charge, when she is completely and willingly at his mercy, experiencing ecstasy that can only be reached in that fashion. You know, when you up in it like it's yours, when you don't have to ask, is it yours? It's when your every stroke, facial expression and movement lets her know that I'm just up in here taking care of what's mine. You know, I like spontaneity. You know, I like to do things and to drop of a hat. I mean, you know, if I'm at a club, we're on the dance floor, I like to do that, which brings me to a little, you know, basic argument that I find myself having all the time with friends, you know, especially the fellas. You know, the fellas, they be on some bullshit, you know. My whole thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, man, I don't share. I don't do no sharing. I mean, I understand that, you know. If you don't share, man, you don't share. That's cool. But don't be expect to be shared. You know, a lot of dudes be with, I want to have a threesome. You know, I've talked on this show about it a few times, but let me, for those people who haven't listened, let me inform you of the basic principles and the ground rules for a threesome. Be conscious of the fact that the woman will always pick the other woman for the threesome. That's a rule. If you bring some woman up to your woman talking about, hey, baby, let's have a threesome, she gonna look at you with that look like, I don't know who this chick is that you want to fuck. But you're not going to use me as an excuse or justification to have sex with her and not have to accept the responsibility of cheating. You know, secondly, understand the minimum 55-45 rule. This rule being that 55% of your attention always goes to your woman. Control and interest in you goes to your woman. You know, if you make the other woman come one time with your mouth, make your woman come twice. You know, if you put the other woman's feet on your shoulders, put your woman's feet up over your head. Whatever you do, go in harder. Remember that the other female is not a sharing partner. She's actually a enhancement device for both of you guys. If your woman got to get off the bed for any reason, then get your ass off the bed. Not no rust. Stretch out. Well, keep it clean, man. You know, we need to get the legs loosened back up. You know, it's hard enough, man, keeping one woman happy sexually, especially if you got a sexually adventurous woman, you know, trying to keep two, that's a job. So get up and stretch while she go to the bathroom. You know, she come back, it won't take long. She ain't doing nothing but going to pee, you know, unless y'all don't understand, you know, sex night diet. You know, you don't eat no heavy meals, man, if you don't be having a rough night of sex or whatever, man. You know, that'll cause some other stuff to happen, you know, that's totally and completely, man, out of control. You know, the third thing, man, is always make sure, man, that your woman understands throughout that she is loved and cherished, and that the thing that is happening and going on that she is allowing to happen is genuinely appreciated on such a level that, you know, you can't find words to express it. You know, and that's my threesome advice. But back to what I was saying about the sharing, man, it's like, if your woman, man, you know, agree to the threesome, man, and then come later on with her little fantasy about more than one person, understand that that's something that you either going to have to do or you're going to have to live with the consequences down the line. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, selfishness is not an ingredient to maintaining a healthy relationship, you know, especially when it's supposed to be an open, sexually experimental or sexually forward relationship. Understand that, you know, don't be calling yourself no freak and, you know, no libertine if you're not. you know, let her know. Like, I'm a basic dude. I just a couple of freaky things I like. You know, I ain't into all that extra stuff you talking about. I ain't going to do all that. I just want you to let me have sex with another woman and you. You know, that's pretty much as far as it's going to go. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to make up, imagine, or pretend to be. You know, I mean, understand, man, you know. And women, man, are, you know, when it comes down to sex, man, women are what they say they are in most cases. You know, I mean, you got a few people to use the terminology that I learned from, you know, one of my little group of friends on Facebook. You know, they don't usually pump fake. You know what I'm saying? If they say they're going to shoot, they shoot. You know, if they go down in motion, squat their knees, lift the ball, they're going to release that joint. You know. And here's another thing, man. Look, if you go over your woman's house, man, and you see a 12-inch toy, and you know you're not 12 inches, man, don't be offended by that joint, man. You're forgetting one thing, man. You know what I'm saying? At least 2-3 inches, maybe 4 inches, that joint is a handle. You know. She started to got excited by it. You know, in her craziest moments, she may, you know, use 10, 11 inches of it at the most. She's not finna use the whole 12, 9 times out of 10, man. You know, you don't got nothing to worry about, man. A sex toy is an enhancement device. It's not a replacement device. Understand, man, that, you know what I'm saying, it can be a whole lot of fun. Don't allow yourself to get caught up, man, and think that you're in competition for a toy. It's like a woman being upset because you got one of them Foreman grills and you always in there making burgers and all kind of other little shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, it's a toy, man. It's not nothing serious. It's an inanimate object. You know, you can enjoy it the same way she might go in there and make her a burger, man. Grab hold of that joint, man. Let it help you get her where she's trying to go. You know, man, hey, use that joint when you're trying to get that rest. Pause in a minute after, catch you a couple of cool breaths. You know. But, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on sex, man, because, you know, I don't need the blog talk warnings. So I'm going to take a minute, man, and I'm going to pour this water on my coffee. And I'm going to come on back, man, and do my little final shout-outs, man, and get the hell on up out of here. Y'all hold on, man, you know, insert music here. All right, the God Heyru, and I'm back. Before I get up out of here, man, you know what I'm saying? I just want to tell everybody, man, that I really appreciate y'all, man, tuning in, supporting me, man. I appreciate the people who take the time out to come over here and listen to what I got to say. You know, listen to this movement that we're trying to get started over here. You know, trying to help y'all, man. I mean, it's like, it's not a lot of people out there that's willing to take their time to try to promote indie artists, man. And I think that, you know, this the independent artist movement, man, is such a beautiful thing, man. It opens the door for so many different kinds of music. It opens the door for opportunities for people who, under ordinary circumstances, wouldn't be able to be heard. You know, it introduces people to music all across the world. I mean, I think that this internet radio thing is like one of the most beautiful things in the world because it affords us the opportunity, man, to be heard all over the globe. You know, it's no radio antenna. It's just the internet. All you have to do is log on and tune in. You can hear music from anywhere and everywhere. You know, so support us, man, keeping this thing going. You know, if you go over there and you see a show that you like, man, or what have you, hit that donate button, man, $2, $3, $5, $10, whatever you can do, man. You know, support the movement, man, you know. And check us out, man, on Mondays at 8 to 10 Eastern Time on Manic Mondays with the God Hey Rule and Tweety B. You know, slide back through over here, man, and fuck with me on explicit contents. You know, the God Hey Rule, 8 to 10 Thursdays. That's Eastern Time. You know, slide through Friday at noon to 2 Eastern Time, man. You know, it's the God Hey Rule and Tweety B and Country Boy D-Ham. You know, we doing our thing over there. We be talking about a variety of things. You know, I'm going to be talking about this show, which I was over here swinging solo in the dark, man, with no music, man. I feel like a comedian who can't see his audience, man. So, you know, I don't know whether they laughing or not, but I'm doing what I do. You know, as they say, this is entertainment, man. You know, and since I couldn't provide y'all with any music today, man, you know, I might, do a little something for y'all, man, to let y'all know, man, it is about the music over here, you know. So let me see what I got for y'all. You know, I ain't really about that rapping shit, man. I'm more about cash. And I ain't about that clapping, but I like that ass. So I'm going to spit a little something, maybe a bar or two, to let you know that I care about all of you. Because I can spit if I want to, man. I got flow. I don't give a fuck about nobody, and everybody know that I'm the G-O-D, the H-E-R-U, the motherfucker that you really want to tune in and listen to on Tweety B Central. Come fuck with me, man. I'm serious as fuck. Come fuck with me, man. I'm not the kind of person you want to fuck with, man, because I stand around with a microphone or a gun in my hand. So when I spit, I spit. Yeah, I spit bars, but when I'm spitting with my hand, yeah, I spit far. So stand back, man, and chill with your boy. I'm over here, man, trying to spread a little joy. Yeah, I got lyrics, I got rhymes. What I don't got a lot of is a whole lot of time. So I'm going to end this shit like this right here. I'm going to raise my glass. And I'm going to say cheers. And hope y'all come back, man. I might do this more often. At least until they put my ass in the coffin. So, salute. Hang out. Come on back. Some will be here, and that's a motherfucking fact. Shout out to Tweety B and Country Boy D-Ham, man, you know. And once again, shout out to 50 Cent, Eminem, and Dr. Dre, man. I'm sorry I ran out of time. I couldn't get y'all interview on the air, man. And we are out. Follow us at Tweety Bird Central. That's TweetyByrdCentr. Follow at Tweety Bird with the Y 334. And Hey Rule Cootie Reborn. That's HERKHUTIREBORN. Country Boy D Ham. That's KUNTRYBOYY_DHAM. Tweety Bird Central is in effect, and I am out. Salute.